Some school districts in San Bernardino are wrestling with what role police should play on campuses and what tactics they should use to keep those schools safe. Families in several districts complain that school officers have abused students and arrested them unnecessarily. In a collaboration with reporter Susan Ferris and the Center for Public Integrity, reporter Amy Isaacson brings us the story of one young man who was affected.
One recent morning, Josue Muniz put away the silverware at his house in San Bernardino. It was mostly to pass the time. Business had been slow at the warehouse where he works as a temp. Muniz explained why he's suing the San Bernardino City Unified School District for a run-in he had with a school police officer. It was 3 years ago. He was a junior at Arroyo Valley High.
I was sitting outside a security office in front of the quad.
Muniz says his mom told him it would be a safe place to sit at lunch, away from the gang kids who picked on him. Muniz says he was hugging his girlfriend when a police officer told them to separate. Muniz said they did, but after a little while, he hugged her again because the cop, Officer Mark Clark, upset her.
And that's when the police officer had came back outside, and he puts his hand on my throat, and that's when I start freaking out.
Muniz says it hurt, and he reflexively pushed the officer.
I wasn't trying to fight him or anything. Just don't squeeze my neck.
Court documents describe how the officer forced Muniz to the ground, shot him in the face with pepper spray, and handcuffed him. Then, inside the security office, Clark allegedly pushed Muniz onto the floor.
I had fell face first, and he had put his knee between my shoulder blades, and he just started swinging at me. And he told me that I had effed up.
Muniz was charged with assaulting an officer and nearly expelled from school. The charges were eventually dropped in court. Muniz's arrest was one of more than 30,000 during the last decade in the San Bernardino City Unified School District. National data shows that a number of schools around San Bernardino County ticketed and arrested students at rates far higher than state and national averages. In the most recent data available, San Bernardino City Unified's rate was 5 times higher. Most arrests were for misdemeanors like disturbing the peace. That's a nebulous charge, says Donna Groman, who's the presiding juvenile delinquency judge in Los Angeles.
It may be, in fact, that the school police are not given clear boundaries as to what is school discipline and what are crimes for which the community is at risk.
In addition to Muniz, other families had stories to tell. For example, last spring, San Bernardino school officials allegedly made a 13-year-old girl unhook her bra and shake her breasts when they suspected she had marijuana on her. Down the freeway in the Chino Valley District, officers arrested and allegedly hogtied a teenage boy with Down syndrome because police officers say he resisted a physical search.
I'm the school police chief.
Joe Paulino is the San Bernardino City Unified School District police chief. He would not discuss Muniz's case because of the pending lawsuit, but Paulino said things are changing.
I believe we're emerging from that history, you know, to this new place, you know, where we no longer believe that we have to attack these things to be able to keep our youth safe.
The number of arrests by school police in San Bernardino City Unified School District has gone down during the last few years. Still, school police arrested nearly 3 times more kids than city cops did last year. Paulino says the district has begun to consider keeping school police out of typical student behavior problems like fighting and talking back. Ray Culberson, who heads youth services at the San Bernardino School District, is pushing for that. Pieces of butcher paper cover his office walls. They show alternatives like counseling and youth court. But Culberson says some school officials are resistant.
How do you hold everybody accountable for doing the right things for kids? Period. Where the problem spot for me is, do we do that? And we don't do that with 100% fidelity.
Donna Groman, the L.A. juvenile court judge, says schools need clear guidelines that leave the small stuff to the principal.
And the school police should understand that they're not there to enforce any kind of disciplinary code. They're there to protect the safety of the children and adults who work there.
School districts in Los Angeles, Oakland, and San Francisco all hashed out guidelines to limit school police a couple of years ago. Tickets and arrests plummeted. Grohman says that's important because exposure to the juvenile justice system can send kids down the wrong path.
Whether it stops with just an arrest or a citation, that doesn't matter, and it's difficult to undo that harm. It's the beginning of a young person becoming disengaged from school.
That's what happened to Muniz. He was transferred to a school for troubled kids and soon dropped out. His lawsuit is moving forward. Lawyers for the San Bernardino School District and Officer Clark declined to speak to us. In court filings, they say Muniz caused his own injuries by interfering with his arrest. Muniz says he once dreamed of being a cop himself, but not after his run-in with Mark Clark.
I fear of having people working with me that are like Mark, and I have to keep my mouth shut.
Muniz says he couldn't stand by and watch a kid be treated how he was. For the California Report, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Bernardino.
That story was produced in collaboration with the Center for Public Integrity. You can read reporter Susan Ferris's story at californiareport.org.